Hour Friday. We return to discussions galore here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here. We'll try to bring you up to date on some of the most important stories of the day and I guess of the week. Sort of the closing arguments yesterday in the George Zimmerman trial. A lot of people talking about that. Actually, we have a review of the talk radio world that airs every weekend called the Talk Radio Countdown Show that I host. And this came in at number two this week, Kenny. He's described as a wannabe cop who wrongfully profiled Trayvon Martin, followed him with a gun, provoked him into a fight, and then shot him and killed him. That's what the prosecution says about George Zimmerman. The defense presenting their closing arguments today, and then the case will go to the jury. Are they going to be sequestered over the weekend? Are they going to deliberate over the weekend? What do we know about that?
They're sequestered until they have a verdict.
All right, so they'll work on it over the weekend. And let's find out from, again, the programs that we monitor here on this program. Ken Kessler listens in to lots of the great talk radio on stations that are all over the country. And this is a Los Angeles duo, John and Ken. They talked on their program about the option the jury has to find Zimmerman guilty of manslaughter, which is something that was introduced, I guess, earlier this week, wasn't it, Kenny? As they seem to ask, okay, can we convict him of something other than second-degree murder?
Well, apparently it's Florida law, so the judge was just letting the jury know that. But because it's not the law in every state, it became like this big twist in the case.
Right.
But apparently that's the way it was from the get-go.
All right, so let's listen to the discussion from John and Ken's point of view.
This jury could pick manslaughter, but under Florida law, that was always an option. In fact, the defense tried to get the judge to not make it an option, but she's let it continue to be an option for the jury. So it's not breaking news or surprising news or a twist.
It wasn't
publicized.
No, it wasn't publicized, but that's the law. And manslaughter charges in some states, you know, are pretty cheap. You end up getting 5 years, and then you're out early. But potentially, it's a 30-year sentence. Obviously, it's up to the judge's discretion.
Yeah, it's something to do with a special finding. You can get 30 years if the jury decides that a special finding such as a gun was an essential element to the crime.
Well,
if not, it'd be 10 to 15 years.
I believe we do have a special finding here, right? The gun was an essential element to the crime.
In a shooting death, it would appear to be the case.
Right, so I think that would qualify. Also,
he could be acquitted. So we really just have three things going on. Is it going to be second degree? Is it going to be manslaughter? Is it going to be goodbye, not guilty? That's it.
There's also some kind of child abuse.
It's only six jurors.
There's some kind of wacky child abuse charge that they threw in there.
Did they go with the third degree, which deals with child?
Or they threw out the third degree. Is that what the child abuse was, the third degree?
That is what it was.
No, all right. I read that they threw that out, so never mind.
Oh, they did? Okay, because I heard this morning that one of Zimmerman's defense attorneys almost had a stroke in the courtroom, that the judge would allow that.
I don't know what that's about. We've got a murder here. There's no need to get into esoteric charges.
No, because Trayvon was 17, but to twist this into child abuse, that's kind of silly.
Let's go back to murder and manslaughter here.
Yeah, and it's six women, just so you're clear on that. That's the jury here, just six women. And that's they're going to decide Zimmerman's fate. Something tells me it's going to take him a while.
Yeah, I wonder what the dynamic is when you have six people arguing instead of 12. Does it take half as long?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I'm going to be intuitive. I think they're going to decide quicker than we think, and they're going to pick manslaughter. Because that seems to be the middle.
It seems like it fits.
The way out. Because you know what this is? Nobody was there besides Zimmerman and the poor dead kid. So we don't really know what happened. There's no clear video. There's just this 911 call. It's just not enough for them to really get a grip on believing, beyond a shadow of a doubt or reasonable doubt, what happened. But, as you like to point out, John, Trayvon's dead. And Zimmerman shot him.
You have to do
so.
That's right.
It seems to be the middle. I think that's where it's going to go.
That's why I find this case so bizarre. Is like, we know he did it. He said he did it. And clearly he had no reason to do it if he just, like, minded his own business and sat in his stupid car.
Yeah, but let me be clear about this.
I've never seen somebody go out of their way to cause trouble and have so many people defending him. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. That. Yeah, it's... he just wasn't very bright and continues to, well, he's pretty bright at his choice of who he hired for lawyer. He got a pretty good lawyer there. Jurors begin deliberating later on, probably today, racially charged trial, George Zimmerman. I was in a jury once in Florida, and there were six people on that. I remember well because I was the foreman of the jury, and it was an interesting case. That's typical for Florida, six-man jury. Anyway, the defense, the prosecution, all focusing on one thing, the dead teenager and how he got to be that way. And so what the jury, I think they did a pretty good job. Although I do have another excerpt from one of our affiliates, WDUL, the Weekend Countdown affiliate. This is a conversation between host Rick Jensen and somebody from Judicial Watch named Chris Farrell. The Department of Justice has been involved with protests. This is something that I find very interesting, Kenny, and something that hasn't come to light at all before. The Federal Department of Justice was involved somehow with these protests early on so that they could force Florida to arrest Zimmerman and try him. Is this because the attorney general is black? Is this because the president is black? That's what a lot of people would think now that we hear that story. What's the real angle, or is that the real angle?
From the beginning, you file for these documents. Tell my listeners what you got and what they mean.
Sure. We filed a request, public records request, at the federal, state, and even the city level in Florida, looking for records and documentation about what the Department of Justice's role was in Sanford, Florida, concerning this whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman incident. We uncovered documents concerning something called the Community Relations Service, which is a branch or an arm of the Justice Department. Its stated mission is to sort of calm or soothe racially tense ethnic problems where there's instability, where there's going to be possible, you know, violence or rioting, that kind of thing, any kind of civil disorder. What we found, though, is more disturbing. What we found was an organization that was actively involved in managing, coaching, enabling, supporting groups that were putting enormous pressure on the Stanford Chief of Police, Bill Lee, the guy who eventually resigned, and really tried to compel charges being brought against Zimmerman.
Tell my listeners about the protesters from Daytona Beach.
Yeah, yep.
Being brought into Sanford.
So there's a group of college students from Daytona Beach who call themselves the Dream Defenders. And these Dream Defenders, the Department of Justice went out and arranged a 40-mile police escort for these students to come from Daytona Beach up into Sanford. They were imported protesters who organized rallies and protests and at one point blockaded the police department in Sanford and demanded that the chief of police, a guy named Dolley, either resign or be fired. And eventually he did resign under enormous pressure. This guy gave an interview, I think, on CNN, talking about the pressure that he was under, where the city manager was walking into his office saying, are you going to arrest somebody? Are you going to arrest somebody now? You have to arrest somebody. They were so anxious to bring charges and to take action.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can engage our social media. It's Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. Or both of it's actually Facebook.com/Good Day Show. As the situation we're listening to has to do with the charges in the Zimmerman case.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh, boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale on now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday, Kohl's. Expect great things.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The judge in the second-degree murder trial of Mr. Zimmerman, ruling that the jury will be allowed to consider the lesser charge of manslaughter. That's part of the big story this week. Partial victory for the prosecution, which initially sought to include a couple of lesser charges, manslaughter and felony murder, in the and this was what John and Ken were talking about, Kenny. Third-degree murder with child abuse as the underlying felony. And that hasn't gone anywhere, though, right? They were right, John and Kim were right about that?
Yeah, the judge said there's no evidence for that.
All right, so what are we hearing or sensing from people who are following this and want to comment at either Facebook or Twitter?
Ramona says, I think it's a travesty what they have done to George Zimmerman, but the trial is necessary to show he was only trying to protect the neighborhood as he was assigned. And she adds that she's never given monetary support to anyone or any incident like this in her life, but she thinks she may send him and his family a few bucks to help him get his life back.
Really? Anybody else?
Yeah. Let's see. Michelle says she's from Boston, and she's following the case of the bombing suspect up there. She says who is responsible for four of her friends losing limbs at the marathon explosions.
Wow.
But that Zimmerman is a blank blank.
He is a blank blank, I think. Now, see, all kinds of trials going on in Boston. We'll talk about that in a moment here on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Watched some of this last night as I was crawling into bed, and I thought it was really pretty good. This is from the show on, I think this is on NBC, and the winner is, Nick Lachey is the host of it, and they feature people who are average, ordinary citizens that have regular jobs as singers, and this is a group called Senior Sounds of Touch. You probably didn't see this, Kenny, but they were very good. The song's called Lockdown.
It's like a very interesting show.
Yeah, no, they're good. And he's affable as a host, so good for them, good for him. A little musical reference here coming up on 25 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Friday. A moment or two on some of the other things. We have the Zimmerman trial in Florida, but there are actually three things going on in Boston. The two that we, I sometimes can't remember which program I'm doing here. The Whitey Bulger trial, the Boston bombing suspect in Boston. Also, yesterday in Massachusetts, because of advances in DNA, the testing has brought around to actually linking a suspect in the Boston Strangler killings back in the 1960s. Albert DeSalvo, who was in prison for unrelated crimes, confessed to all 11 killings, but had never been convicted of them. Pieces of his story didn't add up, and he recanted his story before he was killed in prison back in the 70s. Police able to match DNA found on the Strangler's final victim, and so they're going to dig up his body to see if, in fact, he was the Boston Strangler. Can you imagine what's going to happen if he wasn't? Oy, Andy.
I had heard that they had matched it to a cousin of his, and there's like a 99% chance, something
right.
like that.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. All right, here's a story that is causing some, not concern, but it's kind of interesting. Michael Cut 144, host Matt Patrick talking to Keith Cowling from NASA Watch. There's a bill that's been introduced in Congress, you may or may not have heard about this, to make a national park on the moon. Listen to this.
Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, along with another congresswoman from Maryland, have proposed the Apollo Lunar Landing Legacy Act. They want billions of dollars to build a national park on the surface of the moon to protect artifacts that may have been left behind. Keith, how... How ridiculous is this, first of all?
Well, I don't know if they want to spend a lot of money on it, but the point is that, first of all, there's the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which the U.S. and everybody else signed, which says you can't stake a claim on the moon. So let's say you want to set up a park. Let's say it would be cool to have the problem that there's so many people up there trying to step on Gene Cernan's stuff.
Right.
You need to put up a fence. Well, you need to own the land before you can designate it a park, certainly a national park, and there's no way to do that. So you go and write these bills and pass these laws, and who's going to enforce it? You need Moon Rangers. You need to send Newt Gingrich up.
Moon Rangers. I love that. You got to have the Moon Rangers because you have the Park Rangers, right? So these guys would be Moon Rangers.
Yeah.
And they would have to, would people be up there all the time just waiting for people to come in?
Well, it's sort of like you put signs up and then, again, it would be a cool problem to have that you have too many tourists up there wanting to step on the Apollo stuff. And I know, and normally this stuff is harmless. It's like, but then you get these members of Congress that, NASA's got problems right now with its budget. And I would, me personally, rather see them worry and spend their staff time on, instead of moon parks, have research parks in Houston and Huntsville and Florida and elsewhere for people at NASA, and to worry about, the job issue, instead of, going off on these things like naming highways after themselves or moon parks.
Moon Parker. Can you imagine? All right, well, but folks, you're not too surprised, are you? It's the way things seem to work in Washington, and with public money being at stake, this is their next big plan. It's 28 after the hour, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought airport VIP lounges were just for, VIPs, you might want to think again. A lot of airline-affiliated lounges used to be reserved for first and business class travelers or those who were willing to pay $50 or more for just a day pass. But now there's a small handful of lounges that aren't affiliated with airlines, and they're open to the public. Well, sort of. Airspace Lounge doesn't require a membership, and it's open to anyone regardless of their ticket's air class. In fact, although the lounges are post-security, you don't need a ticket to enter, just a credit card. At the international terminal at LAX, you can head to the Relax Lounge. A day pass still costs $50, but there are shorter increments for a lower price, like $15 for an hour and $30 for 3 hours. These options are great if you need a comfortable place to work or read. But if you're just looking to kill a little time at the airport, I'm still a big fan of a good book. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Moving along here on the Good Day program, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, 33 after the hour, sort of our person-to-person overview of what's going on. A lot of the stories that are maybe not front page material at DougSteffen.com, but there are a lot of things there that pique people's interest every day. That's why we handle it the way we do. You just heard the story, perhaps, about the idea of a national park on the moon. That bill has been introduced into Congress, as you heard. If you didn't hear that, actually, the story is at DougSteffen.com. And our poll this weekend, what do you think about the idea of having a national park on the moon? A, it's a great idea. I can't believe they didn't think of it sooner. B, it's an interesting idea, but I doubt they are going to do it in my lifetime. C, with all the trouble NASA's been having, how can they afford this? And D, this may be the dumbest idea to ever come out of Congress. Well, it wouldn't come out of the NASA budget because Congress is considering it as a separate entity, isn't it? That money would have to come from some different place. It's going to come from you and me, no matter how you slice it. But, yeah, maybe that's the way to look at it. Our poll yesterday, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the people who gives us medical advice here on Good Day, says beer might be good for your heart. And so our question was, how often do you have at least one beer? And let's see how this shakes out here. 28% of you said you couldn't remember the last time you had a beer. That would be me. 27% of you said you never drink beer. 18% of you said once or twice a week. 14% of you said once or twice a month. 9% said you were having a, a beer right now. And 5% said that you had at least one every day, at least one beer almost every day. So that's how that shook out. And meanwhile, back at the ranch in the story world, immigration, a lot of conversation about that this week. So let's have two or three different perspectives on the discussion, which happened to be number one on that weekly countdown that I talked to you about, which you can probably hear on this station that carries the Good Day program as well over the weekend, running down the hot hits in talk radio. And we start with this conversation John Scott had with a political analyst named Angela McGlowan. They talk about the increasing possibility that Congress will not pass any legislation that affects immigration at all anytime this year.
House Republicans are making it clear they are in no rush when it comes to immigration reform. Last month, the Senate passed a massive, complicated bill with border security triggers and a path to citizenship for those who are already here. Republican leaders in the House, though, say they will not vote on the Senate bill. Instead, they plan to work on a series of smaller bills and take a step-by-step approach to fixing a broken system. Angela, you're already hearing Democrats, especially from the Senate side, but also in the House, saying, oh, Republicans are just trying to kill immigration reform. Is that what they're doing?
Well, they're not trying to kill immigration reform, but one thing that all Republicans can agree on in the House that they don't like the Senate bill. But I hope that Republicans take the George W. Bush stance. I'm from that mindset. When we do have debates about immigration, we should have benevolent spirits, because Democrats have already started demonizing the party, saying that we're the party of no, we're obstructionists, and we don't want to have any type of immigration reform, which is just not true.
The Senate bill got, what, 68 votes? I mean, it had,
yes,
a fair amount of Republican support. Pretty rare that anything gets 68 votes in the Senate these days. So why shouldn't the House side sort of read those tea leaves and go along?
Because the House put it plainly that the Senate does not run the House, and they want the opportunity, John, to do their bill piece by piece. But the bottom line is, do they have the time? They take recess next month, and then you're going to have other spending bills that come up. And if you take a bill piece by piece, it has to go through different committees to be voted on and then put together to go to the House floor. Then once it passes the House, if it does, then you have to go to a conference. So I don't believe we're going to see immigration reform this year. Even though Daryl Issa has stated that we might have a bill late this summer, I don't see it happening.
Well, which of the pieces is providing the most, the biggest rub in the House?
The biggest rub is especially with conservatives. As Representative King said from Iowa, he stated that any type of legalization is citizenship. So a lot of members of Congress from the right, they can't agree on what to do with 11 million people. Some people want to deport part of them, especially the ones that have a criminal past. Others, they want to actually secure the border before we create any type of legislation. Then you have some Tea Partiers that are like, why not enforce the laws that are already on the books? So we have a lot of diverse people making our laws. And that's the beauty of the system, John. But is it going to work for the midterm elections? Because Democrats now are already campaigning against Republicans.
Ah, what a surprise that is. Now let's have a continuing cycle. Yeah, that's shocking. Any thoughts on immigration from folks who are listening, or in general things being tweeted, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And or on Facebook?
Carl says, we don't need major immigration reform. Force Obama to enforce the present laws and pass a bill requiring voter photo ID.
Ah, yes. I'd agree with that. Here's one of the programs that Kenny monitors in Kentucky, hosted by a lady named Mandy Cannell. Here she talks to Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky about the, is there a plan or no plan in the House? What's the
If you guys are going to do a more reasoned approach, which is a bill to deal with border security, a bill to deal with, you know, overhauling immigration, sort of separating these things into different moving parts, there would be nothing to conference. Because my concern is that, like they did with Obamacare, they would put a bill in conference and there are enough rhinos and Democrats in the House that there could be some move to simply, you know, to pull a sneak attack and end up getting the Senate bill passed out of conference.
And trust me, that's the focus of a lot of conservatives' concerns here in the House of Representatives. Let me tell you the first rule that I've learned about the rules in the House of Representatives. They change them. They change the rules. So just when you think you've got it figured out and, oh, they can't do this or they can't do that, you find out they just go ahead and break the rule and do it anyway. So let's assume that we pass something. that says immigration on it or border security, and they try to conference it with the Senate. And so you have, this is kind of the schoolhouse rock days. Here's how a bill gets passed. The Senate passes something, the House passes something. Then it goes to a conference. And so we've been focusing on the mechanics of what happens in that conference. Here's what happens in a conference. The House picks conferees. These are people that are knowledgeable in the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate picks conferees, and they go and they negotiate a conference bill, and that bill has to come back and be passed by both chambers, the Senate and the House. Now, in that conference, you have to have a majority of the House conferees as well as a majority of the Senate conferees vote on the result. So the Senate conferees can't overwhelm the House conferees. It's not a simple majority to get something back out of conference. It requires a majority of the House conferees and a majority of the Senate conferees. So the question is, who is our leadership? And trust me, there's a lot of mistrust or suspicion or concern about what the overall plan is of leadership here with the immigration bill. So we're verifying everything. So the question is, who is going to that conference to represent the House of Representatives when they meet with the senators? And we're keeping a close eye on that. I'm told that at least two of the people that I'm comfortable with would be chosen to go to conference. And that's an important aspect of it, because it all hinges on those people.
All right. So the fact that there isn't much action, or the action doesn't seem to be very positive, does that bother you? 888-302-3684. So the final aspect of this, let's spend a minute or so listening to a conversation that Major Garrett had with Senator John McCain, who seems to be more optimistic than some of these other folks around about the future of immigration reform.
On the Senate Republican side, you had 14 votes for the bipartisan bill, but everyone in your elected Republican leadership voted no. What does that say about the Republican leadership's attitude on this issue, and how much do you think those four votes from the top leaders will affect the House Republican reception to this bill?
Well, I was disappointed, obviously, that our leadership didn't vote the other way, but I'm glad that there are many, many people and factions and interest groups going to be weighing in, beginning with President George W. Bush, our evangelicals, the Catholic Church, labor, business, which is important, obviously, to the Republican Party. All are going to be weighing in. I respect Speaker Boehner. I respect the process that he will go through. We are not trying to dictate what the House of Representatives should do. And I believe that if they can come up with a bill, we would be more than eager to negotiate with them. A failure to act is de facto amnesty for 11 million people living in the shadows. I think wherever you are on that issue, there's agreement on that. So then, shouldn't we sit down together and solve this issue, not only for the good of the Republican Party, but for the good of the nation?
Do you think the Republican Party can compete nationally and at senatorial levels if it drops the ball on this issue this year?
I do not think that that's the case, but more importantly, to live with a situation such as we have, and is not something that what America should be all about. And it's a tough road to a legal citizen status. It's a very tough road to green card and then citizenship. It's not easy, and it shouldn't be easy. But we have shown them a path forward, and we hope and pray that our Republican colleagues will take up the issue and we can join together, Republicans and Democrats.
All right, so there's Senator McCain, more on immigration reform, and that's, I think, quite enough of that here. We've had enough. So let's move on to some exciting news about Twinkies in a moment here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
When it comes to brain health and Alzheimer's prevention, we've got a lot of challenges. A big challenge is overeating. We need to think about the kinds of fats we eat. The brain is 70% fat. And the typical diet has too much of the omega-6 fats from red meat, from whole milk products. We need to instead emphasize omega-3 fats from fish and nuts, flax seeds. Those kinds of fats are brain protective and actually anti-inflammatory. Now, inflammation is generally a good thing. It helps our body repair from injury, fights off infection. But as we age, we have too much inflammation in the body, and those inflammatory cells start attacking healthy cells in the brain. The average person thinks it's all about their inheritance and genetics. It turns out that genetics is only part of the picture for most of us. Non-genetic factors are even more important. So lifestyle choices you make every day, whether you decide to take a walk or drive your car, whether you're going to eat that piece of chocolate cake or that nice grilled fish, that's going to have an effect on your brain health and at what point you might develop Alzheimer's symptoms in the future. Your brain is like any organ in the body. It needs the right kinds of nutrients. You've got to feed it well so it will take care of you. And in fact, if you don't take care of your brain health, you can't make the right decisions to continue a brain-healthy lifestyle.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe 3 or 4 in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The situation in Egypt is something that has people talking, including host Greg Garrison, who has national security expert Frank Gaffney on his program, talking about the military's role in the problems of Egypt.
The military didn't just take over. They locked up. What's his name, the president, and killed 50 people. And I guess that the fires continue to burn. What do you think happened here?
There's a lot of different forces at work, I think is the only way to say it. On the one hand, I think there are Islamists inside the military. In fact, the guy who is the chief of staff is a renowned Islamist. Now, he's not necessarily a Muslim Brotherhood guy, but he has been sympathetic to them. I think that's why he got picked to be the chief of staff of the whatever they call him, the top military guy. It's all by the name of al-Sisi. The military, therefore, I think, is somewhat riven about what to do. I'm almost certain that they're getting an awful lot of pressure from our government. I mean, you're hearing this talk about cutting off aid if it's a coup, and one of the ways that they could apparently hope to finesse that outcome, which would be devastating to them, losing, you know, $5 or $6 billion, I think, in military assistance from the United States, is to, you know, say they're going to have elections right quick. Well, you know, you have elections right quick, chances are you're going to get exactly the same outcome. As long as you persist in what has been not only a fatal mistake of our government, but also something that, in part because of our insistence, you know, others have made a similar mistake in doing, namely allowing people who are anti-democratic to participate participate in elections. It's just, you know, it's the height of folly. You wind up getting them doing what has happened in this case, which is basically using elections to establish their ability to destroy whatever fledgling democracy there was and ultimately impose a totalitarian, in this case, Sharia state.
Twinkies are back! Twinkies are back! Twinkies are back! Monday! 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 Hooray! 51 after the hour.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
That's good.
53 minutes after the hour as we continue monitoring what's going on conversationally on a lot of important stations, important stories, the news nuggets, as some call them. A number of mishaps in Boston. there's a lot of action in Boston in court. Let's see. We've got Aaron Hernandez. We've got the mob trial of Whitey Bulger. We also have the Boston bombing suspect. So let's start with the Aaron Hernandez case. This is a couple of people that are involved in a program called the Young Turks, Anna and Cenk, talking about Mr. Hernandez and his past.
Aaron Hernandez has been arrested because he is a suspect in the case of a 27-year-old that was shot to death. His name is Odin Lloyd. And now more information is coming out against Aaron Hernandez, who was in the NFL, who signed a major contract and seemed to have, you know, the world just at his fingertips, but everything kind of fell apart. So now we're finding out about his past. His defense attorney had argued that he did not have a violent past, he didn't have a criminal record, so there's no reason to believe that he had shot Lloyd. But in reality, he actually had a few run-ins with the cops, and I wanted to give you a list of those run-ins. So I'm going to start off with the most recent, of course, in June of 2013, in Odin Lloyd's murder. May of 2013, he had an altercation outside of a nightclub in Rhode Island. So he got into an argument, a big fight.
Yep.
In February of 2013, Alexander Bradley was shot in the eye. He literally shot someone in the eye.
Yep.
And that person actually filed a civil lawsuit against Hernandez a week before he was arrested for Lloyd's murder.
All right, so
we've heard all of those. But interesting, Kenny, that this guy just seems to be all about anger. You'd wonder what his home life, what his father was like, all of those things that influence how someone turns out in life, in fact.
And he also seemed to have the mentality that he always got away with whatever he did.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm a football player. I can do what I want. All right. So also in Boston, the trial of Whitey Bulger and the Boston bombing suspect was arraigned. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking with Howie Carr, who's a Boston radio host and an expert on the Bulgers.
Can you tell us, before we get into the Whitey Bulger trial, did you have any chance to see what was going on with the Boston bombing suspect there, or was that kind of peripheral to what you were doing?
Well, I saw the bands. I was counting them as I was going into the Herald, how many there were at pretty very early 7 o'clock. And there had to be, close to 20, live bands, and there were all sorts of people there. And, I know that, a lot has been made about these, protesters, the free Gilker protesters and, free Zokar, and it's racist. Hey, I can't believe he's from the, Caucasus region of Russia, and that's where the word Caucasian comes from, and yet somehow it's racist to arrest this guy. I don't get it. He's white, but anyway, but there are only about no more than 10 of those people around. It was just that there were so many reporters that they needed something to focus on, especially before the Joker arrived. So that's why it may have seemed like there were more than there were.
The Whitey Bulger trial. Tell us what happened, how we and where we are there.
Well, it was I thought it was going to be a pretty, pretty boring day. They had a forensic anthropologist on, which means that she digs up bones from crime scenes and does work on determining how they died, et cetera, what methods were used. And I thought it was going to be very boring and dry, but it was pretty disturbing. We've all seen skeletons, in class or on TV. But they're all just put back together. But when you see a pile of bones, that are just pulled out of a grave, and this really was a shallow grave, only 2.5 feet. They threw three skeletons in there, and then they also found in the shallow grave a piece of rope, which was apparently one of the murder weapons that Whitey used to kill at least one of these people. I mean, it was much more affecting than I thought it would be. Horrifying, really. To see it. And then of course, Micah, I have a whole bit about Stevie Fleming and the dental procedures.
Yes.
In my show, Evening of Crime, but they showed all these skulls, and all the skulls had their teeth ripped out, and they were just like halfway ripped out. And, the anthropologist was going on about how, judging from the looks of everything, the teeth had been ripped out just after death. It was pretty bad. And then they showed there was another skull. Another body they brought out from one of the guys Whitey shot that they buried down on a beach. And apparently Whitey, when he'd be walking that beach, he'd always say, "Drink up, Polly," because the waves would be lapping up where he was buried. And the woman said, when we found his bones, they were the texture of wet cardboard or rotten wood.
Eesh. Yeah. Sounds like an episode of Bones, in fact, doesn't it?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.